Force Company with you for one final half hour as we lead you right into pregame coverage of the Nashville Cats and the Albany Firebirds in the AF1 Crown Championship with kickoff coming up at noon. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Two segments to go. We'll make our picks in the final segment for the weekend, but it is time for edition number two of our new game that we will play every Saturday. Where are they now? The winner from the week before gets to host it the next week. And Connor Newt, with a thrilling comeback last week, getting the Guangdong Tigers. So he is our host this week. Take it away.
All right, let's play Bamboozled. Did you ever see that episode of Friends where they play Bamboozled?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Okay. So let's refine everyone with the rules. We have expanded the game. Last week, we only did three. We have done five now. Three of them are within the states. Two of them are outside of the state lines. I will ask you what league they play in. We will not do it like last week, where if I get it wrong, Jake just says incorrect. We'll go twice, and then I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like celebrity birthdays.
Gotcha, okay. I get it.
That'll be 1 point if you get it, 2 points if you can get the correct team. Are we ready, gentlemen?
Quick question. So the first two, are they playing in major sports leagues, or is it just inside the United States?
The first three, they are just inside the United States.
Okay.
Could be a major sports league, could be minor leagues, could be a league across
gotcha.
The nation.
All right.
Our first... Where are they now? Participant. Former LSU running back, MVP, permanent team captain, drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs, two-time Super Bowl champion, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Where is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jake Lyman?
I'm going to say he is still technically in the NFL. I'm going to guess he is on the Saints practice squad.
Nick Frazier?
That's where I was going to go. Let's go NFL. I don't know. Let's go the Jets.
Jake Lyman, 3 points right there.
Let's go.
On the money.
New Orleans Saints practice squad. Frazier, you did get a point there for saying the NFL.
I was just going, you know, from LSU.
Yep.
They all like to go home.
Right. Tyrann Mathieu. So there we go.
So
great
Jake
start.
Lyman is in the lead 3-1. Former Nashville Predator. Fan favorite here in 2021, Rocco Grimaldi. Where is Rocco Grimaldi? Let's go Nick Frazier this time.
Rocco's playing in the AHL, I do recall.
Jake Lyman?
You're going to pick a team?
Oh, sorry. Not for the Admirals anymore. It's a team that has the checkerboard. It's like a picnic-colored jersey. Oh, I'm going to say somewhere in Wisconsin. But AHL.
Jake Lyman?
I will go AHL, too. I'll go the Hershey Bears.
Hershey Bears. Rocco Grimaldi is in the AHL, so you both get a point for that. He is playing for the Cleveland Monsters. Columbus Blue Jackets.
Did not even know that was a team.
Me neither.
Wisconsin was close, though.
Yeah.
You're right there in the Midwest.
Somewhere. I remember the checkerboard jerseys. They're pretty cool, actually.
So Jake Lyman leads 4-2. You're clawing back in there, Dr. Crane. I'm proud of you.
Claws out.
Let's see if you can get your mortal enemy right. Former Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral. Selected by the Carolina Panthers in the 2021 draft. I was actually hoping the Titans would have gotten him in that draft.
Yeah, instead of Malik Willis.
Yes. Where is Matt Corral? Jake Lyman, go ahead.
Do we say North America? All of them?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
I'm wondering if he's in the NFL still, or is he in the CFL? I'm going to go the Canadian Football League, and he is on the Montreal Alouettes.
I'm going to go UFL Birmingham Stallions.
Look at you, Nick Frazier. 3 points right there.
Dang it.
Matt Corral
Rats.
Is a Birmingham Stallion, so look at that.
What's up with Arby's?
What the hell was that? Anyways,
what a finish to that
song. I don't have any beef with Arby's.
Matt Kerr, look at that. Nick Frazier's in the lead.
How'd you know that? Are you a big UFL guy?
Nah, I just kind of.
Maybe that one was too easy.
I saw it on Twitter and I was like, you know what?
Dang it.
All right.
I'm down 5-4.
Highlights.
You are down 5-4, but I handpicked this one just for you. Former Detroit Tiger.
Oh.
Former infielder Harold Castro.
Oh, Harold Castro.
Where is Harold Castro, Nick Frazier?
Oh, he's definitely in the MLB still.
Keep in mind, we have we're in the international.
Yeah.
Oh, this is international.
Yeah, the last
I should have prefaced
two.
That.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
International now.
Okay, then he plays in the KBO, and he plays for the Dynamo something.
The Dynamo something.
Yep.
Okay.
No, it's not a team, but I think they're the Dynamos. I don't know.
Jake Lyman.
I will go. He's in the. Is it the NPB? Is that the Tokyo one?
Yeah.
The Nippon Baseball League.
Mm-hmm.
Is that? And I want to say the Giants is a team over there.
The Tokyo Giants.
The Tokyo Giants. That's my guess.
Harold Castro is in Mexico. Playing for the LMB.
He's playing against Trevor Bauer.
And he is playing for the Toros de Tijuanas.
That was my second guess.
Yeah, you're close.
It's fun baseball, by the way. All
right, I need this
one. Elevation is through the roof.
Right, in Mexico City. Yeah. Yeah. That's why Trevor Bauer is struggling so much down there.
ERA is higher than the mountains.
So Nick Frazier still leads 5-4. With that, we have our final participant of this game. And I told you last week, you better study up on your Kentucky basketball.
Oh, no.
Where is former All-SEC point guard Ashton Hagans?
Oh. Who goes first?
Who went first?
I believe it's me.
Jake Lyman. Yeah.
Kentucky. I thought you were going to go China for this one. I still might guess China. I am going to go China. But he's not on the Guangdong Tigers.
He's not on the
Guangdong. I will go the Shanghai Sharks.
Nick Frazier?
I'm going to go European League. Something's just screaming to me. It's like in the Portugal-Spain area. So I'm going to go with a Spanish club in La Liga. I'm going to go Real Madrid or something like that. But he's playing in Europe.
We got a problem here.
Uh-oh.
He is in China.
Oh.
So Jake Lyman ties it up. He plays for the... Oh, my God.
Give it your best shot.
Xinjiang Flying Tigers.
Oh.
That was pretty good.
Man, so there's a Flying Tigers and Tigers.
The Guangdong Tigers.
Yeah.
So we are tied. I am going to give you a tiebreaker.
Okay.
We cannot.
On the spot.
There are no ties in American sports. All right. He's still current. WWE superstar Brock Lesnar played college football and in the NFL. Where did he play? Nick Frazier, go.
NFL was with the Minnesota Vikings. He wore number 69.
Okay, this one's too easy. Never mind.
Okay. You want to do a different one?
I was going to say, like, wrestling is...
Yeah.
You got a little time. You got it.
I'll think of one. Hold on.
I'm trying to think of... I guess we should have a tiebreaker ready, but I didn't think it was going to be that high scoring.
No, I didn't
either. We were okay
there.
Matt
Corral pick.
Matt Corral, yeah, that really got me.
Hold on. I've got one in mind.
Still one of the best segments in radio.
Hey, how you doing? Don't mind me. Okay.
We'll get it figured out.
Let's do a reverse one here.
Okay.
Taco Fall played at UCF, played in the March Madness against Duke.
Yep.
He is over in Senegal right now. Give me the three NBA teams that he played for in his tenure.
Oh. You can go first.
I would go Orlando Magic. Do I have to give all three or just as many as I can?
All three.
Okay. Orlando Magic, Atlanta Hawks, and New Orleans Pelicans.
I know he played for the Celtics.
Okay.
So Boston Celtics would be one. Where else did Taco play? I will say... the Milwaukee Bucks and the Charlotte Hornets.
So we'll say each one was a point.
Magic and Celtics?
Nope. Just the Celtics.
So we went 1-for-6.
Yes. The other two teams were the Cleveland Cavs and the Utah Jazz.
Wow.
I was going to go Utah, too. I was thinking about it.
So Jake Lyman, by the skin of his teeth,
I escaped.
Takes the victory.
How about that?
Yeah, what a battle.
That was a hell of a round.
That was fun.
You guys did better than I thought you would, especially on you know, Matt Corral, I'm very impressed.
I will I will have to come up with I'll come up with six to be safe for next week. So we're only
we need
play
to come
five,
up with a better tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting a tiebreaker today, so we were not prepared.
We have to name off the whole coaching staff of the Guangdong Tigers.
Yeah. Or maybe we could do like a reverse one where it's like, all right, here is his career path, name the player or something like that. Could be
yeah.
the tiebreaker.
Yeah. I like Trevor that. Ariza played for every single team.
Yeah, we're going to keep workshopping this, but I do believe that one was better than the first one, and
success.
It's going to keep getting better. What a round of Where Are They Now?
It was a barn burner.
It was. 6-5 is a that is higher than I expected the scores to be, for sure.
You've set a record. Congratulations.
I mean, we each did get an exact one,
yeah.
Which is
I was thinking, you know, someone's going to get Clyde Edwards-Hilaire because that was kind of easy.
Yeah.
I was not ready for Nick Frazier to roll out Matt Corral.
Yeah, that was impressive.
You know what they say, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. One final segment on this Saturday before we hand you off to Chase and Big Joe with the Nashville Cats. We'll make some weekend picks when we come back here on Force Company, 1025-1063, The Game. Final segment on this Saturday, Forbes Company, 1025-1063, The Game. Usually we're on till noon, and we will be moving forward, but special occasion today, the Nashville Cats and the Albany Firebirds playing in the AF1 Crown Championship. Pre-game coverage coming up in 15 minutes with Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin. Excited for that one as the Cats look to bring, would it be the first professional championship to Nashville?
I mean, there's one that we're missing. It's the Nashville Venom, but I mean, that was
and ways. the PBR,
yeah,
right.
PBR.
Stampede well, brought one home.
Did the Cats win an Arena Bowl back in their like heyday?
Way back when, maybe.
I don't remember.
Are we going to the parade?
I should know.
Oh, I hope they do have a parade.
Live show from the parade.
I called one of those games. Do I get a ring if they win the championship?
Yeah.
I've been the sideline reporter.
Ask the executive of the year, Greg Pope.
Yeah, there we go. But that's coming up at 11:30. Pre-game coverage with Chase and Big Joe with kickoff at noon. We're going to make some picks here to wrap up the show. But did want to mention, I just saw a tweet from Alex Doherty from the Tennessean. Elliot Friedman is reporting that the Islanders did offer the 16th and 17th picks to the Predators for the number 5 pick last night. Preds obviously said no, which that's the right decision. What do you need 4 mid to late round first round picks for? I'd much rather have the 5th pick. But nothing we didn't know. The Islanders were trying to get up to take James Hagans, the local kid from Long Island. They obviously didn't, and he is off to the Boston Bruins.
I don't know. That might have been a good trade.
You think so?
If you get Matt Barzal in return and you have Tanner right. Mullendog waiting in the wing,
if,
I think it'd be great.
Because
we don't know what's
going to
happen
yeah.
with Roman Josi.
But if it was just 16 and 17 for 5, yeah. I don't
no.
see the...
There would have to be a player.
Right. I think you need a current player. So, yeah. But yeah, that's the latest report from Elliot Friedman. Day 2 of the NHL draft, I believe, is getting started. Is it already underway?
Maybe.
If not, it's starting soon.
It's soon. Sorry, my mind's on Nashville Cats right now.
Yes.
The suit is texting me, making sure everything is set up and ready to go.
Yeah, we're not underway for round 2.
Yes, they not underway for round 2, but the Preds will pick a couple times in the second round, at least as it stands right now. Let's make some picks. Let's start with the Nashville Cats and the Albany Firebirds facing off for an AF1 Crown Championship. Who takes it home?
I'm going to just be the homer. Give me the Cats.
I mean, come on, man. This is you only get to pick the Cats in the Arena Bowl. Every
the
so
Arena
often.
Football 1 Crown
I'm
Championship.
I'm sorry, Arena Bowl. Arena Football 1 Crown Championship.
There you go.
Claws out, baby.
Claws out. Give me the Cats. Jake Wallman, let's make it a sweep.
Claws out.
Claws out.
Give me the Cats. Let's go.
Although that might be a conflict of interest. Jake Wallman, a referee for this game today.
Yeah.
If he can make it to Albany.
Just don't bet on it.
I think the executive of the year and Jeff Fisher can give me a pass on that one, right?
I think you'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Well, hopefully Jake can make it up there in time. Going to have to be a quick flight. Also on our airwaves, coming up after the AF1 championship wraps up between the Cats and Firebirds, your Cardinals taking on the Cleveland Guardians.
Gardos!
Do we think St. Louis can take the first two in the series here after Sonny Gray's gem last night?
They got, what, Eric Fetta on the mound today? Is that right?
It's either Fetty or Michaelis.
Give me the Cardinals. This lineup has been hitting on all cylinders. I mean, Mason Wynn's bat is showing up.
It's Michaelis.
Oh, it's Michaelis?
Mm-hmm. Michaelis against Slade Ciccone.
Oh, give me the Cardinals. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. Alec Burleson, homer, calling it.
All right.
Give that man a gold glove, by the way.
Right center. Yes. His foul balls he's catching are incredible.
He's been great. I'm going to go Cardinals as well. I think it's going to be a barn burner, though, with two high contact two bat to ball pitchers. Mm-hmm. Give me the Cardinals and give me them 7-5.
I will take the Cardinals too.
Look at this.
Solely because I hate the Guardians.
Homerific.
We're rubbing off on them.
I will I'll say Jose Ramirez hits a bomb for the Guardians, but the Cardinals do win.
You're guaranteed to give up a bomb. With Miles Michaelis on the mound, come on.
Maybe two.
Jake Walman, are we going back-to-back sweeps, or do you have the guards?
Am I allowed to pick the Cardinals as a Braves fan?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think that's a big rivalry.
It's more of a location rivalry of people in Tennessee picking
right,
their favorite
team. Right, I guess in Nashville, you battle between the Reds, the Cardinals, and the Braves.
Yeah,
you know what, Walman? I feel like you've been just hit with your knees, you know, from under you. Go ahead. Pick the Cardinals. It's all right.
Yeah, I'll take the Cardinals, I guess, today.
This is the greatest day in picks history.
We are sweeping back-to-back, Cats and Cards.
If only Kentucky basketball was in season.
Both those games coming up on our airwaves. And then after Cardinals-Guardians wraps up, we have NASCAR, the Quaker State 400, coming up later on. Also, don't forget Sounds and Jumbo Shrimp over on 94.9 The Fan starting at 5:20. We won't pick those, though. Time for a wild card. What are we wrapping up the show with?
I'm just going to go with the NHL draft. I say the Preds pick Blake Fiedler.
There you go. Bring the hometown kid back to the Music City. I kind of like that.
They are on the clock. Oh, they just picked.
Oh.
Jacob Rombach.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it did just start.
I guess it just started.
So Nick Frazier with the fastest 0-for-1 in picks history.
Good job,
man. That is impeccable timing that he got that off just before the Preds proved him wrong. I guess there's still a chance if he's hanging around at 55, which I doubt.
I doubt it.
But, wow.
Good to know.
Nick Frazier, his undefeated weekend is over in a blink of an eye. I am going to go with the game on our airwaves tomorrow night for Sunday Night Baseball. The Twins at the Tigers. I don't know what the Tigers are going to do today. But I do know that Tarek Skubal's on the mound tomorrow, and the Tigers are going to get a win. Skubal goes 7 shutout innings. Tigers win on Sunday Night Baseball tomorrow night. That coverage starts at 5 here on the game. Connor Newt, what's your wild card?
I'll go with a fun one over in Houston. Cubs and Astros. Let's sing a song, Frazier, shall we? Hey, Chicago, what do you say?
Cubs are going to lose today.
Yes, they are. Give me the Astros.
It's not bad luck. They just suck. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are going to lose today.
Wow.
It's poetic.
It is. Speaking of which, we were talking about baseball movies the other day. Have you expanded and watched Rookie of the Year?
No,
and
I haven't.
Big League yet?
I haven't had time because I've been here, and, you know, when I'm not here, I'm off getting a tan. I'm peeling like crazy right now.
Yeah.
So, can you tell?
I can't.
I'm working out. This week. I'm working out, too. This shirt makes my abs look massive, so.
Well, you do need to watch those movies.
I will.
Great 90s baseball movies.
Make sure to get GQ's next month's edition. Connor Newt, page 73. Yep.
And then, you know, next year he'll be on the cover. It'll be great. Jake Walman, wrap us up. What is your wild card?
I'm going to go with Nashville SC hosting DC tonight.
It's away.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like a home game because they just keep winning.
Well, it was showing up as SC was the home team on my CBS Sports app, so... Yeah. I don't know.
Not serious.
Scuffling DC team coming in. Give me Nashville to stay hot tonight.
The boys in gold, they've been great, and that's a good pick for the wild card there. Is this game live that we have right now?
It is not.
Okay, I was going to say, I feel like...
Are you guys watching an old game?
We're watching soccer in here, the U.S. versus Haiti in the CONCACAF.
Gold Cup.
Nice.
That's live, that game started at 8 a.m., and it's played in the U.S.
Oh, okay. So, never mind.
There's no way.
That is not live. That doesn't look like 8 a.m. sunlight right there.
It's in a dome, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Glad I didn't use that as my wild card.
Maybe anyway, the fastest 0-for-1 or 1-0.
Yeah, that is
true. We made some history today.
We did. Literally within 5 seconds of making a pick, Nick Frazier was wrong.
That's the story of my life, honestly.
Instant gratification. Again, lots coming up on the Game Nashville Sports Network today, but coming up right after us, Nashville Cats, Albany Firebirds. You can listen to that here or on the flagship 93.3 Totally Hits. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin on the call as the Cats look for a championship. And then you got Cardinals, Guardians, NASCAR, Sounds, tomorrow more baseball. Should be a fun weekend. And then back to our regularly scheduled programming on Monday with the turn of Joe Rexroad to Robbie and Rexroad after his goutcation on Monday. So
we missed him.
We did. We did. So should be a fun weekend. Hope everybody enjoys it. And if you're traveling for the holiday, make sure to travel safe, as I know the holiday week coming up with the 4th of July. Any final thoughts here on this Saturday? Kind of stretching a little bit here as we get ready for Cats and Firebirds.
I'm going to go ahead and get out of here.
Oh, right. Yeah, Jake Wallman's got to catch his flight.
Yeah, get there.
Up to Albany. I'll be paying attention to this Cats Firebirds game. I'm excited. I'll be listening on the way home.
I think it's also on TV. It's Vice. On Vice.
It's on Vice?
Which we don't have here.
It's we do.
No, we don't.
It's on Comcast.
Not in the other studio.
Oh.
I'll try it.
Yeah. I know the streaming was like Evergreen Now was the original one, but
you can't.
This one's on
find
TV.
It anywhere.
So make sure to tune in. Cats and Firebirds, Jeff Fisher trying to bring a championship to Nashville.
Can always listen on our airwaves.
They're right. Yeah. Listen right here. 102.5 The Game, Chase McCabe and Big Joe Dubin on the call. They always have fun. And who knows, maybe Connor Newt will make a sideline reporting appearance.
I hope not. I got some things to do here.
Connor Newt going to get out of here and get right to preparing for that game. That'll just about do it for us. We're stretching a little bit here as we get set to wrap up the show. Again, we'll be back 9 to noon next week. All of our usual fun and games, including a new episode of Where Are They Now? I will start planning for that immediately. And tune in tomorrow. I'll be on the call for Sounds and Jumbo Shrimp.
It's a fun plan. I did it Wednesday, and I just sat down for like 30 minutes trying to find some deep cuts.
Maybe that's how I'll spend the 4th of July, is just, you know, looking for random old players.
Hamburger in hand.
We'll see you Monday, Rexroad in his frozen self.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorite pictures of Rexroad.
Yeah, Robbie was out at Duncan yesterday, so I guess Joe got to miss that one.
This is how you know we're trying to hit an out time.
I know, we're trying to hold off so we can start this Cats broadcast on time.
I'm probably about to bail on you.
I wouldn't blame you.
What a fun show, though.
Very fun show. We got Where Are They Now in, talk some college football video game, talk some Preds. And I'm sure we'll have some Preds talk next week. Maybe we'll actually talk some Titans next week, too. I don't think we've talked Titans in a couple of weeks, which is shocking. But we will get back into that. That'll do it for us.
Okay, bye, guys. Love you.
For Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, I'm Jake Lyman. Finally saying so long. Enjoy the Cats and Firebirds in the AF1 Crown Championship.
See ya.